When Am Yisrael leaves the Yam Suf, so then they travel and they don't have any water. And the water they found was bitter. So they throw this tree in the water, this bitter tree in the water, and it makes the water sweet. So Moshe then gives the people a message. Vayomerim Shamoa Tishma Lekolo. If you listen to Hashem and do what's right and follow all the mitzvot, then all the diseases that Hashem put on Mitzrayim, He won't put on you, because I am Hashem who cures you. So the Bible says, wait a minute, what does it got to say he's not going to do it? And if he does put it, then why did he's the Hashem who cures them? You only need a person to cure you if you have a disease. So is he saying I'm not going to give you the disease, or he's saying I will and I'll cure you? Right, you see it says I won't give you that, because I am Hashem who cures you. So which one is it? You don't need a cure if you don't have the disease. So the Malbim says you have to understand there's sometimes that diseases are natural or supernatural. They may be serving as a punishment. He said, sometimes when we think of a punishment, so we think of there's this master and his servant disobeyed him, and so he punishes the slave, the servant, whoever it is. And what's the punishment? Is it always commensurate with what he did, or is it sometimes how angry the master is? He said, don't think that when it comes to Am Yisrael. Hashem and Am Yisrael and their punishments is not in any way punitive like that. Think of it more like a doctor. Imagine a doctor tells his patient, listen, if you don't start exercising, if you keep eating so much junk food, keep drinking so much alcohol, keep smoking so much, you're going to die. Now, is he going to die because the doctor is going to kill him? Is he going to die because it's a punishment? Of course not. Why is he going to die? Because the doctor is saying, listen, I went to medical school. I spent all those years studying the human body. I'm looking at your current medical condition. I see your blood pressure. I see that you're, you know, out of shape. I see that it's causing you all sorts of pain and side effects and whatnot. And so if you continue in this path, what's going to happen is you will get sick. You will get liver disease. You will get diabetes, you will die, whatever's the side effect of all the person's conditions. So when the doctor warns that to the patient, he's not saying you'd better start eating right or I'm going to give you diabetes, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to give you liver disease, I'm going to give you whatever disease comes along with it. He is not saying that. He's saying that's what happens with it. So says the Malbim, that's what Hashem is saying. I'm not going to give you all those machlos and mitzrayim. They needed to be punished. They had certain, with Am Yisrael, it's you have to understand the mitzvos. The mitzvos are yashar. The mitzvos are proper. If you do the mitzvos, Hashem's going to take care. If you don't do the mitzvos, Hashem is saying, so it's the natural result of the Avera is that you will get all those machlos, all those diseases, maybe in a supernatural way. It's the byproduct. It's the automatic what's the word?
Consequence.
It's the automatic consequence, but it's not a consequence in terms of punishment. It's the side effect. It's the side effect of doing averos and not keeping the mitzvos is that you will get all these diseases. And if you follow the mitzvos, then you won't have that. So that's what it's saying. Listen, what is the beginning of the pasuk? If you listen to the mitzvahs and do what's yashar b'nei Hashem, I will make sure you have no diseases. It's the natural result of keeping the mitzvahs. And getting the machlot asher samni mitzrayim is the natural result of not keeping the mitzvah. Much like the doctor telling you, eat right and exercise, and you will be healthier. So keeping the mitzvahs, you will be better off. Not keeping the mitzvahs, you will be worse off. If it was true then, it's still true now. We have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos. And that is a major part of our ishtadlus, to have atzlacha and health even today. Shkoyach.